صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، respected elders and my dear brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a very short and temporary life. The worldly life is a very short life. It's a temporary life. It's so short that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given examples to make us understand how short this worldly life is. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, the worldly life is like a day or a part of the day. Even if a person lived for 100 years, at the time of death, at the time of departure from this world, he will feel as if he lived in this world for a day or a part of the day. Everyone will realize, everyone will understand, everyone will feel, but he will feel at the time of departure. When the time of departure from this world comes, when the time of death comes, at that moment everyone will feel that he lived for a day or a part of the day. And within a day or a part of the day, the whole worldly life is finished, like a day or a part of the day. Like many brothers came to the Ijtima yesterday, and after Dua they will go today. So the Ijtima is a day for them. They came for yesterday and they will depart after the Dua today. So the whole worldly life will look like an Ijtima of a day or a part of the day. In another hadith it is reported, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, that the worldly life is like a drop of water from the oceans. The eternal life, the life after death, is an ocean. The life of akhirat is an ocean. And the worldly life is a drop from an ocean. If a person dips his finger in the ocean and takes out the drop that has come on his finger, that is his worldly life. And the ocean, with all its vastness, with its fathom, it is his worldly life. Can anyone count the number of drops of water in the ocean? As the number of drops of water in the ocean cannot be counted. Similarly, the eternal life of akhirat also cannot be counted. It's an eternal life, never-ending life. As the worldly life is a drop of water taken out of the ocean, similarly, all the ni'mas of dunya are a drop of water in compared to the ni'mas of akhirat, in compared to the ni'mas of jannat. The ni'mas of dunya are a drop of water. The luxuries, the enjoyment one could enjoy in this worldly life is all a drop of water when compared to akhirat. Similarly, all the difficulties, all the problems of dunya are a drop of water when compared to the problems and difficulties of akhirat. Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, it is the saying of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that all the humans are asleep and death will awaken them. The humanity is asleep. People are sleeping. And when death comes, that will awaken them. What does it mean? That what all we see in dunya is nothing but a sweet dream. The worldly life is nothing but a pleasant dream. What all we are seeing is not the reality. The reality is after death. This is a dream. Someone is seeing a pleasant dream. Someone is seeing a difficult, problematic dream. But once the eye opens, a person in his dream, he sees that he has become the Prime Minister of England. He says, when he gets up, he is on the same cot where he slept last night. Someone sees that he is drowned, he is in the river, and nobody is there to save him, help him. And in that situation, his eye is open. Dream finishes. And he says, Allah, Alhamdulillah, oh Allah, how merciful you are. This was a dream. If this would have been the reality, what would have been my fate? So Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala says that all the humans are asleep and death will awaken them. What is the reality? That reality will come before us at the time of death. To awaken us before that, to make us understand what reality is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Anbiya and Rasools to make humans understand that don't be deceived by the glitter and glamour of the world. This is a glitter and glamour. Don't be deceived by this. This is not a life to enjoy. People say, oh man, life is to enjoy. Life is for enjoyment. This is a deception. Life is not to enjoy. This is not given for enjoyment. Then why life is given? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I have sent you in this world to test you. It's a trial. It's a test. Every one of us is passing through a test. Everyone is passing through a trial. The worldly life itself is a test. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do you think that I have created you without any purpose, without any object? أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ? Do you think that you have been created without any purpose, without any object? And do you think that you are not going to return to me? No. You have been created with, you have been sent in this world for a specific purpose, for a specific object. And you will return back to us to report whether you fulfill that object. And that is the day of Hisab, that is the day of judgment, when each one has to report to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whether he fulfilled the job for which he was sent in this world or he did not. It is the day of reporting, day of Hisab. Everyone has to stand before Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and has to give the report of his life. He has to stand. Nobody could help him. Nobody could speak for him. What he can speak, even Malaika, they will be standing in rows and they will not be able to speak
for and on behalf of anyone.
يوم يقوم الروح والملائكة صفا لا يتكلمون إلا من أذن له الرحمن وقال صوابا.
Malaika are standing and they have no courage. No, they can't speak without the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Each one will be standing alone in front of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he has to give the report of his life. Karguzari, what you did in the worldly life, each one has to give the report. It is said in Hadith, Sayyidina Shu'ayb alayhi salam is a great Nabi. Father-in-law of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. Musa alayhi salam was married to his daughter, Sayyidina Shu'ayb alayhi salam. And he was a great orator. His title was Khatibul Anbiya. Like we say, oh man, have you heard the bayan of Khatib of Juma? Our Jama Majid Khatib man. You hear his bayan once. Jama Majid Khatib. And he was the Khatibul Anbiya. Such a great orator. And father-in-law of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. He used to weep and cry so much that once Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked him, oh Shu'ayb, why do you cry so much? Why do you weep so much? Though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks, he knows why my slave is crying, weeping, what he wants, Allah knows, but for his consolation, for his solace, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks him, oh Shu'ayb, why do you weep so much? Sayyidina Shu'ayb alayhi salam replies, when your son is weeping, your grandson is weeping, crying, you say, Baba, Baba, don't weep, don't cry. Tell me what you want. Don't cry, I can't bear your crying. I can't bear your weeping. Don't cry, don't weep. You tell me what you want. I will get you, I will get you. But I can't bear your crying. In Urdu they say, Apna bachcha rota hai, sar mein dard hota hai. दूसरे का रोता है सर में दर्द होता है अपना रोता है पेट में दर्द होता है. If my son cries, then I feel pain in my stomach. If someone else cries, then I feel pain in my head. कैसा बच्चा है आधी आधी रात तक रोता है उसकी अम्मा क्या करती है. रात को नींद नहीं आई हो इतना बच्चा रोता है. और अपना रहे तो कहता भाई पेट में दुखता है बेटा. डोंट क्राई. दिस इज अफेक्शन, लव, अफेक्शन. विद दैट लव एंड अफेक्शन अल्लाह सुभानहु व तआला आज सैयदना शुएब अलैहि सलाम, ओ शुएब, व्हाई डू यू क्राई सो मच, व्हाई डू यू वीप सो मच. देन सैयदना शुएब अलैहि सलाम रिप्लाइज, ओ अल्लाह, आई रिमेंबर दैट डे वेयर आई विल हैव टू स्टैंड इन फ्रंट ऑफ यू अलोन. I will be alone standing on the day of judgment in front of you. On that day, what will you do with me? How will you treat me? And what will you do me? I remember that day. And when I remember that day, I start weeping and crying that what will be my fate on that day? My dear brothers, the one who knows Allah, as Maulana was saying yesterday, the more one knows Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more he is afraid of him, the more he has khawf. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O Shu'ayb, how will I treat you on that day? How will I treat you on that day? You understand that in dunya, how am I treating you? In dunya, how I am treating you?
With that you understand, how will I treat you on the day of Qiyamah? In dunya, I have put my Kalimullah Musa in your service. I have put my Nabi in your service. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam served Sayyidina Shuaib alayhi salam for 10 years. 10 years Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam has served Sayyidina Shuaib alayhi salam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, how will I treat you? You understand with how I am treating you in dunya. In dunya, I have put my Nabi in your service. With that you understand, how will I treat you in akhirah? But the more one knows, the more he is afraid. The more he is afraid. So my dear brothers, on the day of Qiyamah, each one has to report how he spent his worldly life. أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ. Do you think that I have created you without any purpose? We have not come in this world of our own. Nobody in this world has come of his own. Allah has sent us here. And nobody will go from this world on his own. Allah will take us back. The life and death is not in the hands of man. Maulana Muhammad Umar Palanpuri once, he narrated that a person in Bombay, he fell from many floors, maybe 20-25 floors building. He fell from there to make suicide. He fell on a man who was walking on the street, and that man died and he did not. The man who was walking on the street, he fell on that person. That person died and this man did not die. So the one who wanted to die did not. And the one who was walking on the street and never thought of death, he died. So my dear brothers, we have not come in this world of our own. And we will not be going from this world of our own. الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. It is he who has sent us here. It is he who will take us back from here. He has given us life and sent in dunya. He will send death and take us back from dunya. And why is this cycle of life and death? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لِيَبْلُوكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. To test you. To test you. We are all under constant trial. We are all under constant trial. So what is the trial and what is the test through which we are passing through, which trial and test? The trial and test is whether we live in this world according to our own liking, our own understanding, according to our own desires, according to our own whims and fancies, whether we live in this world according to our own liking, or we live according to what Allah says and what Rasul has shown. There are two ways of living, only two ways. There is no third way. One way of living is that I will live according to my own liking. Oh man, world is free. We are in a free world. What am I going to do? What I am going to do? I am going to do what I like. What I wish. What I like. This is a way of life. But this is not our way of life. This is a way of life of people. But this is not our way of life. Then what is our way of life? Our way of life is that we have made a pledge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That, O Allah, you are our master and we are your slaves. La ilaha illallah.
Muhammadur Rasulullah. This is a pledge we have made with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that oh Allah, we will not see how people are living, we will not see how mankind is living, we will not see how others are living, we will see how you want us to live, what you like. We are not going to see what people like. These are the two ways of living: to live according to people are living, to live according to the world is living, to live according to our own nafs, our own desires. What I like, what I wish, I will do what I like, what I wish. This is a way of life, but this is not our way of life. Then what is our way of life? Our way of life is that we have made a pledge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I will not do what I like, I will do what you like. I will not see how people are living, I will see what way you like me to live. I will not see what my desire is, I will see what your desire is. This is La ilaha illallah. That is, I am the slave of Allah. He is my master. He is my master. And I am the ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I will live the way Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us. The way he has taught us. The way he lived, his sahaba lived. This is kalima. To live according to the command of Allah and to live according to the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The one who looks to the command of Allah and lives according to the command of Allah, and the one who lives according to the way of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is a Muslim. He is a Muslim. Who is a Muslim? What is the definition of a Muslim? Everything has a name, it has a definition. This is a mic. What is its job? To make people hear. Doctor, who is a doctor? The one who treats a sick person. Who is an Allah? Who is a lawyer? An attorney. Who is a lawyer? Who is an attorney? The one who pleads you in the court. Who is an engineer? The one who makes the drawings. Who makes the construction? Who is a Muslim? Who is a Muslim? What is the definition of a Muslim? A great name. Allah has given us a great name. Muslim. Muslim. This name, my dear brothers, is not given by our governments, by our country. This name, Muslim, is given to us by whom? Allah. Allah. How great the name is, Muslim. It is in Quran. Millata abikum Ibrahim. Millata abikum Ibrahim. Huwa sammakumul muslimin. Millata abikum Ibrahim. Huwa sammakumul muslimin. Your deen is not a new deen. Same deen was the deen of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. The same deen with all its perfection is given to you. It is not a new deen given to you. It's the same deen which was the deen of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. Millata abikum Ibrahim. Huwa sammakumul muslimin. He named you Muslim. He called you Muslim. And ulama say that the name was given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and it was called by Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to come and call. Like Muazzin calls on behalf of Allah. So Allah gave the name Muslim and Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam called us Muslim. So what a beautiful name. Muslim. Given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and called by Sayyidina Ibrahim Khalilullah. Given by Allah, called by Khalilullah.
then what is the job? Every name denotes to a certain job. It has a certain definition. It denotes to a certain job. What is your law? What is the job of a lawyer? To plead his claim. What is the job of a doctor? To plead the sick. To cure the sick. What is the job of an engineer? To construct house, to construct road, to construct bridge. Then what is the job of a Muslim? My dear brothers, his job is that he is the slave of Allah and he is the ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is kalima. La ilaha illallah. We are the slaves of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, oh my beloved Habib, if people ask you about me, if my slaves ask you about me, where is our Allah? وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي, if my slaves ask you regarding me, where is our Allah? That Allah before him we stand hands folded. The Allah which before him we go down, bow down. That Allah before him we put down our forehead. We lift our hands and beseech before him. Where is our Allah? If my slaves ask you about me, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي, about me, tell them, فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ, tell them, I'm close to you. I'm close to you. How close? وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ, I'm closer than your jaguar vein. I'm closer to you than your jaguar vein. I'm more closer than that. That means Allah is closer to us than our own ruh. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا أَسْأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِي إِذَا دَعَانِ, present your needs before me, ask me, beseech before me, I will grant you, I will hear your call, I hear your want, I hear your dua, and I grant you your dua. أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِي إِذَا دَعَانِ, I hear your call, your prayers, what you are asking me, and I fulfill your dua. So my dear brothers, the first job of a Muslim, who is a Muslim? The one who lives according to the command of Allah and who lives according to the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in everything, in ease and in difficulties, in happiness, in sorrow, in youth, in old age, at every moment, I will see what my Allah desires, what my Allah likes, and what my Allah wants from me. This is La ilaha illallah. And how am I going to please Allah? Muhammad Rasulullah. If I live according to the way Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has shown me, then Allah will be pleased with me. This is kalima. The first job of a Muslim is to live according to the pledge which he has made with Allah. The kalima is the pledge which we have made with Allah. This is his first job. The one who lives according to it, he is a Muslim. Then the second job of a Muslim is to call the mankind towards the way of success which Allah has given us through Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To call the ummah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to So bring the Ummat of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam onto this path. I myself live on this path. That is one part. And the other part is that I make effort to bring the whole Ummat on this path. To call others towards right. To call others towards right was the job of our Anbiya and Rasuls. They were sent to call mankind towards the right path. They were on the right path. They themselves were on the right path. What was their job? Their job was to call others towards the right path. Anbiya and Rasul were sent for this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسِ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. I sent my Anbiyas and Rasuls and my Kitabs to bring mankind, to take out mankind from darkness and to bring them in Noor, in light. لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسِ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ. To bring out mankind from darkness and to bring them in light. Min az-zulumati ila nur. For that I send my Anbiyas and Rasuls. For that I send my Kitabs. So that to bring others on the right path, it was the job of Anbiya and Rasuls. They were sent for this. Now no Nabi will come. This Ummat is the last Ummat. And Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the last Nabi. Then who will bring out mankind from the darkness? My dear brothers, darkness is not only the darkness of night. Darkness of night is not that grave. The sun will rise and the darkness of night cannot stand. But, there are other darknesses. The biggest darkness is the darkness of nafs, the desires of nafs. That's a big darkness. In the desire of nafs, man cannot reach the darkness. One cannot distinguish what is good, what is bad, what is right, what is wrong. There was a Nabi, Sayyidina Yahya alayhi salam. The king of that time, of his time, he fell in love with a girl. The king fell in love with a girl. I am repeating because some brothers are sleeping, they may not misquote me. Yahya alayhi salam said, you can't marry her. It is not allowed. There was some relation. In that relation, that marriage was not permissible. So Nabi said, you cannot do this because she is such a relative that with this relation, marriage with her is not permissible. Look, the king was very disturbed, disappointed. He went to his Mashuqa, with whom he had fallen in love, and said, what to do? I love you. I want to marry you. But this Mufti Sahab, who? This Nabi, is not agreeing. The girl said, why do you bother about him? Why do you bother worry about this old man? You are the king, you have the power, you can do what you like. Why are you bothered about this old man and worried about him? Cut off his head. Cut off his head. Kill him. And then who will stop you? The king ordered Sayyidina Yahya alayhi salam to be killed. And when his head was cut, the place where his head fell, it is in it, that place has come in the Jama Masjid of Damascus. In the Jama Masjid of Damascus, that place is marked, that when his head, when he was beheaded, his head had fallen here. That place is marked. So what did it make king to kill the Nabi? Nabi, he's killing a Nabi. What did instigated him to kill the Nabi? It is his nafs. In the darkness of nafs, he could not understand what great crime I am making. What big crime I am making. Darkness of nafs. One cannot understand what is good, what is bad. So my dear brothers, the darkness of night is not that grave. Sun will rise, the darkness will fade. Every day sun will rise, the darkness of night will fade. But then the darkness of nafs, desires, that darkness, in that darkness, man will not understand what is good, what is bad, what is right, what is wrong. The darkness makes him do everything. To bring out of that darkness, the darkness of nafs, the darkness of environment. If he is in a dark environment, that darkness will not, he cannot distinguish what is good, what is bad. Because the environment, darkness of environment, darkness of nafs. Maulana Muhammad Umar Palanpuri used to say that nafs is more dangerous than shaitan. Shaitan is not that dangerous. Is not that strong. You read Lahul, he runs away. Make a stafar, he runs away. But nafs, even if you read a tasbih of 1000 Lahul, it remains inside. Where will it go? So nafs is more dangerous than shaitan. Environment. The environment makes man to do everything. So these are the darknesses, nafs, environment, shaitan. In this darkness, man cannot make out what is good, what is bad, what is right, what is wrong. What pleases Allah, what displeases Allah. What pleases Rasulullah SAW, what displeases Rasulullah SAW. So to bring out of that darkness into the light. When he comes in light, he understands, oh, this is good, this is bad. To bring out of darkness into the light of Iman Noor. That was the job of Anbiya and Rasul. They were sent for it. They were on the right path. Their job was to bring people on the right path. But that sending of Anbiya is close with the Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And that job, then who will call the mankind towards the right path which is liked by Allah? That job, which was the job of Anbiya's and Rasul's, was given to this Ummat. Rasulullah SAW said, my job is the job of Ummat. My work is the work of my Ummat. What I do is that is the amal of my Ummat. That is my job. My job is my Ummat's job. My job is my Ummat's job. So this is the second responsibility. To come onto the right path is the first responsibility, and to make effort to bring mankind onto the right path is the second responsibility. And the third responsibility is to spend the time, the money, the ability, the talents, what all Allah has given us, where are we spending it? Where are we spending it? Are we spending it? How much? What part of it we are spending for dunya, and what part of it we are spending for deen? The ni'mat of Allah. Life is the ni'mat of Allah. Whatever wealth Allah has given us, that is the ni'mat of Allah. Allah has given us abilities, courage, strength,
All these are the names of Allah. What part of that are we spending for dunya and what part of that we are spending for deen? In this work of Dawat, this is a call that brothers, don't spend everything for dunya. All the time was spent for dunya, all the wealth was spent for dunya, all the abilities spent for dunya. There is a dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, oh Allah, given me courage to do something. Spent my courage. Allahumma ja'al himmati wa hawaya fima tuhibbu wa tarda. Allahumma ja'al himmati wa hawaya fima tuhibbu wa tarda. Allah, you have given me himmat. Himmat we call in Urdu also. Courage to do things and desires. Oh Allah, turn the direction of my courage and my desires towards that which pleases you. Where are we spending now? Towards that which pleases us. He says, oh Allah, turn the direction towards doing that which pleases you. So in this Dawat we say, brothers, decide. Unless we decide, we cannot do. People, Shaitan gives us a wrong understanding. The wrong understanding Shaitan gives is, okay, Mali Sahib, this has to be done. And I will do it. But let me finish my other jobs, and once I become free, I will do it. Let me finish all other jobs. And once I get free, I will do it. No one will be free until death. Until death, death will come and catch. Death will come and catch unnoticed. And there is no appeal. No appeal in the court, in any court. So one has to decide that this much of time I am going to give for deen. This much time I am going to give for the effort of deen. If we don't do that, then my dear brothers, all our time, our wealth, our energy, dunya will squeeze it. Dunya will squeeze it. And when the time of departure comes, at that time one will say, oh, I should have done this, I should have done this, I should have done that. I quote you two examples. One is the example of a great emperor, Alexander the Great, a great conqueror, who conquered at that time, who conquered the big part of known world of that time. He conquered a big part of the world known at that time. It was at that time when one could not have even thought of traveling that much. He not only traveled, he conquered the countries that came on his way up to India. On the return, while he was returning, he fell sick and he realized that my time of departure has come. So he told his courtiers that when I die, keep my hands out of the coffin. They asked him, why this? No one said this, no one did this. Why you want this to be done? He said, let the world see. Let this the world see. Thank you.
united all the armies. He said, let the world see what this great conqueror is taking with him. A Urdu poet, he has beautifully put it. He says,
लाया था क्या सिकंदर दुनिया से ले गया क्या लाया था क्या सिकंदर दुनिया से ले गया क्या I'll try to put it in English, but the charm of Urdu you will not get in English.
लाया था क्या सिकंदर दुनिया से ले गया क्या थे दोनों हाथ खाली बाहर कफन से निकले. What did Alexander bring when he came in this world? And what did he take back from this world? He came with bare hands, empty hands, and he departed with bare hands, empty hands from this world. This is a pathetic end. Success and failure is judged and decided by the end. The end decides. Rest, we are all passing through tests. Trial. There is a race, mad race. There is a mad race. Everyone is trying to outbid the other in fulfilling the desires. Who is successful in this race? And whose life is a failure? The end will speak. It is judged by the end. How was his end? And how he ended? Horses are in race, but the end decides who is the first. See the life of this conqueror. What a pathetic life. What a pathetic end, he says. It is a pathetic end that I am leaving bare hands. On the other hand, I will tell you one story of a Sahabi, Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He is on the deathbed. Realizing that my husband's time of departure has come, his wife is weeping and crying and saying, Wa Karaba, Wa Karaba. In Arabic, Karaba means what a sorrowful time is it is. My husband is departing. And husband, who? The first Mawazin of Masjidun Nabwi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is departing. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sahabi is departing. So what a grave time it is. On the deathbed, beside the deathbed, his wife is weeping, crying. Sayyidina Bilal overhears what my wife is saying. She is saying, what a grave time is this. Sayyidina Bilal says, replies to his wife, no, don't say that. These are the beautiful moments of life. In a few moments, I am going to depart from this world. My master is waiting for me. My master is waiting for me. Who is the master? Who is the master? Who is his master? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, my master. He is waiting for me. Today Bilal is coming. Today Bilal is coming. My friends, who are his friends? Sahaba. Sahaba. They are waiting for me. Today Bilal is coming. In a few moments, I am going to depart from this world and going to meet my master, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and my friends who departed earlier from me. I am going to meet them now. So, is this a moment of happiness or joy, or is this a moment of sorrow? Like when you, most of the brothers here, India, Pakistan and Bangladesh, when you go to your home country, the news has already reached and all your relatives are waiting for you. Wife is waiting, brothers are waiting, father is waiting. And this man on the airport, he sees all that. In a few hours, I will land at Delhi, Bombay, Lahore, Karachi, and Shah Jalal Airport, Dhaka. My relatives would have come to receive me. My wife would have come to receive me. My relatives would have come to receive me. And they will take me home. And in the house, biryani paki hogi. Ghar mein biryani paki hogi. They would have prepared biryani for me. All this he dreams on Heathrow Airport. This is how Sayyidina Bilal says. This is how Sayyidina Bilal says. That in a few moments I am going to depart from here. Plane will take off. Plane will take off. In a few hours it will land. And there my master Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I will meet him. He is waiting for me. That mera Bilal arrived. Mera Bilal. My Bilal is coming. My friend Sahab are waiting for me. Our friend Bilal is coming. So is this a time of happiness or sorrow? My dear brothers, compare two ends. Compare these two ends. One, the end of a conqueror. Conqueror. The other is the end of a Mu'min. 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 So this is what Tablighiwalas say. Don't give everything to dunya. If you give everything to dunya, then you will be sorrowful. Take time out of that, take money out of that, and give a part of it. We are weak. If we can't give a major part, at least give a minor part. There are two levels. The higher level is give one third of everything. Give one third of everything. This is the tartib of Sahaba of Medina, that they gave one third of everything. There was Siddiqi tartib also, Farooqi tartib also, but the general tartib of Sahaba of Medina, Siddiqi tartib, he gave everything. Farooqi tartib, he gave half. And the general tartib of Sahaba of Medina was that they gave one third of everything for deen. And Allah made them a means of spreading hidayat in the whole world. So those who give one third, Allah will make them a means of spreading hidayat. Allah spreads. But Allah makes use of his slaves. And fortunate are those slaves of Allah whom Allah uses for spreading hidayat. They come on the path of hidayat. They become a means of hidayat. They are the fortunate ones. Fortunate ones. And unfortunate are those whom Allah leaves for dunya. Okay, go settle your account. So there are two levels of sacrifice. One third. Which was the tartib of Sahaba of Medina. And Allah made them a means of hidayat for the entire mankind. And the last tartib is for we weak people, that at least give one tenth of everything. One tenth at least. If we have a desire that Allah uses us for the hidayat of mankind, give one third. And then at least one tenth. Chilla every year is one tenth of a year. 3 days every month is one tenth of a month. 2.5 hours every day is one tenth of a day. 2.5 hours, one tenth of a day. 3 days, one tenth of a month. Chilla, one tenth of a year. But to put onto this track, give 3-4 months once. To come into this track, because now we are out of the track. To come to the track, give 4 months once. And then if Allah gives tawfiq, give 4 months every year. Otherwise, give 1/10, that is chilla a year. 1/10, 3 days a month. 1/10, 2.5 hours a day. And inshallah, what we give for deen, it will get us back 10 times. It will get us back 10 times. What we give there for dunya, that is not going to pay us anything. What all we give for dunya, that is not going to pay back anything. And what we give for deen, that will we get back into 10 times. Give 2.5 hours every day. On the day of Qiyamah, one will find that Allah will reward him as if he spent the whole day for the effort of deen. He gave 2.5 hours, and on the day of Qiyamah, he will get reward as if he spent the whole day. He gave 3 days a month, and reward he will get as if he spent the whole month. And he gave chilla a year, a reward he will get as if he spent the whole year in the path of Allah. This is, deen is faithful, dunya is ungrateful. He is not going to return anything. What all we give for dunya, dunya is not going to return anything from that. And what we give for deen, that will get us tenfolds back and return to us. So my dear brothers, alhamdulillah, this majma has been hearing to these talks for the past 2 days. Alhamdulillah, you have made up your mind. It has come to your heart. But now, with what niyat and irada are we going back homes? No doubt many are going in the path of Allah. Inshallah, in the next majlis, advices will be given to them what they need to do when they are in the path of Allah. And those jamaats will go. But what about the rest? Those who are going today, jamaats are formed. And after dua they will depart. But what about we, my dear brothers? Each one of us must make a niyat. What am I going to do in my future life? This is a question. Each one of us has to put to himself. Put this question to myself. I put mine to myself. You put it to yourself. What am I going to do in my future life? Am I going to spend the whole lifetime, money, everything? The talents, the abilities, the courage, everything which Allah has given me, am I going to spend everything for dunya? Or I am going to spend a part of it for deen? We have to decide. We have to decide. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help comes according to the niyat of a person. Just hearing bayans and going away after hearing bayans, that is not the purpose of this ijtima. Oh, mashallah, was a good bayan. That is not the purpose of this ijtima. This ijtima is not for bayans. This is to decide what are we going to do in our future life. We are not satisfied with what we have been doing in the past. In future, what am I going to do? Decide this. With this niyat, my dear brothers, if every individual of this ijtima goes back to his place, with this niyat, that annually, monthly, daily. Tell me, brothers. Annually, monthly, daily. How much time am I going to give for deen annually? 4 months,
or the least 40 days. Monthly, 3 days. Daily, the least 2.5 hours. My dear brothers, we have to make a niyat. If Allah gives you tawfiq, as I told you, the higher level of sacrifice is 1/3 and the least is 1/10. Even if we do 1/10, the reward we will get as if we did the whole. We gave the whole. The reward will be 10 times. So, let this majma make niyat. Alhamdulillah, Allah has sent you here. You can take jamaats to the whole corners of the world. Make niyat, inshallah, we will go to the corners of the world.
Inshallah.
We will go to